Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 143. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai Shma Tfilati, Hazina El Tachanunai, Bemunatcha Aneni B'Tzidkatecha. A Psalm of David, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications, in your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. Ve'al tavo b'mishpat et avdecha, ki lo yitzdach lefanecha kol chai. But don't enter me in judgment. For in your sight no living man shall be justified. Kiradaf oyvi nafshi, oyev nafshi, daka, dika la'aretz chayati, hoshivani b'machshakim kimitei olam. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, crushed my life down to the ground, has made me dwell in darkness like those who have been long dead. Vatitalef alai ruchi b'tochi yishtomem libi. And my spirit faints inside me. My heart inside me is appalled. Zacharti yamim mikedem agiti b'chol pa'alecha b'maseh yadecha ascheach. Wow, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. Pirasti yaday elecha nafshi ke'eretz hayefa l'chasela. I stretch forth my hands to you. My soul thirsts after you like a parched land. The Midrash notes a contradiction in David's Psalms, where in Psalm 26, it begins with a clear directive to be judged. LeDavid, Shavteni el ki bitumi halachti, to David, judge me, for I walked in innocence. Whereas in our Psalm, in verse 2, it states, Al tavo b'mishpat et avdecha, don't judge me. So does David want to be judged or not want to be judged? The Midrash gives an answer which peers into our human psyche on how we deal with our morality. The answer is relatively. David said, at the time you judge the wicked, then judge me. But the time you judge the righteous, let not me be part of that judgment. This psalm, according to the Midrash, hides from God's judgment. David hides from God's judgment due to dangerous comparisons to others. And yet he still asks for salvation. Many commentators place this psalm, along with the previous ones, as part of the same section of psalms and prayers the psalmist offered when he was in peril, running away from his pursuers, or perhaps still in the cave hiding from King Saul. Their source clearly comes from verse 3, in which he says, Ki radaf oyev nafshi, the enemy pursues my soul, forcing him into darkness. Well, that darkness, Malbim and Rabadak identify as the cave. Verse 4 connects us with the previous one, using the same words, Vatitalef, Vatitatef alai ruchi, my spirit faints inside me, noting his frightened state. Malbim understands this dramatic language as depicting a person nearing the end. The capacity to stay alive is dwindling. When your soul sinks, there's very little protecting you from yourself and certainly from others. Verses 5 and 6 have the psalmist recall nostalgically his past, the serenity of his youth, when he had the luxury to meditate on God's words, ruminate on the works of God, and spread his hands out to God in prayer. Just like a dry land thirsts for God's rain, so too he yearned for God to answer his call. The second half of the psalm turns to God with a request in the present. Answer me, God, right away. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Hashmieni baboker chastecha ki v'cha batachti hodieni derech zu elech ki elech nasati yoshi. Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I trust. Let me know the path where I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Hatzileni me oivai Adonai elecha chisiti. Save me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee to you to hide me. Lamdeni la'asot ritzonecha ki ata Elohai ruchacha tova tancheni be'eretz mishor. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me to a level land. Leman shimcha Adonai techayeni, b'tzidkacha totzi mitzar nafshi. Revive me, O Lord, for your namesake, for your righteousness. Bring my soul out of trouble. And finally, u'bechastacha tatzmit oivai, la'avalta kol tzarei nafshi ki ani avdecha. In your loving kindness, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For after all, I'm your servant. The second half begins in a desperate call to God. Maher aneni, answer me quickly. He feels he's about to die and he wants to show urgency. The phrase Al taster panecha mimeni is an exact quote from Psalm 27. But a similar sentiment appears all throughout Tehillim 20 or 30 times. The concern that God hides his face is present in the words of the psalmist, as hiding a face represents the removal of God's providence on him, which is the most frightening feeling. The next five verses, he spends 10 verbs trying to express his wish that God never hides. That is manifest in the many expressions presented, such as asking God to save him, teach him, guide him, show him, hide him, and give renewed life, removing from peril. In the sequence of entreaties from God, there's a progression of severity, which reaches its culmination in the final verses. Though he begins by stating that his soul is nearing its end, he does not reveal the source of that peril until one time in verse 9, but the rest only in the final statements. He speaks of God teaching him morning kindness, showing him his path, teaching him to do God's will, all flowery, soft requests, which seems to veil the real threat, which we read towards the end. Save me from my soul's enemy. Cut off my enemies. Destroy all that afflict my soul. This conclusion seemed to support the commentators who identified this with David stuck in a cave, running from enemies, unsure if he will survive the next moments. At this time, the prayer is crafted, the call to God urgently made, and perhaps later, in tranquility, he will put the words to parchment to be recorded for eternity.